The government has made it clear that the water is out of bounds for anyone wanting some lockdown exercise, so that means no swimming, surfing, boating and fishing. Well, Barbara Kendall is an Olympic champion board sailor who's been having to find other things to do and joins us now. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
How are you coping with having to stay out of the water?
Well, it's actually, I'd have to say it's quite hard because it does feed my soul. So, you know, any kind of water sports is what I am and in my DNA. But it's also a really good excuse to do other things. And so, you know, it's been nice to be home, stuck in one place, because I'm usually always travelling all around the world with the Olympic Committee, with the company I work for, with ARIA, and with the World Surfing Association. So it's actually nice to be home, stuck in one place, being creative, and really getting stuck into some work and some projects that have been left alone for quite a long time.
Do you have any home exercise tips for your type of sports?
Well, I actually have it. I've been, you know, the burpees where you go down and you do burpees, and when you jump up, you go into your surfing stance. That's a really good one for remembering how to jump up onto your board really quickly. You know, you jump up and you twist. And actually, what I've been really enjoying is mounting a biking around the neighbourhood on the roads. That's just on my bike, and you're seeing all the people are, you know, out and about and walking, and there's no cars on the road. So it's incredibly safe, and that's been a great way to sort of get out and blow the cobwebs out of your head, for me anyway.
We're almost halfway. Touch wood, could be longer. How do you feel about the whole process? I mean, it's okay at the moment, isn't it? But give us another 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll all be going a bit stir crazy, but I think, you know, we've actually all got a must grunt in. And remember, it's for a greater cause than ourselves. As long as you can keep your mental side of your brain good and in a good place, wouldn't it be amazing if we'd be one of the first countries to actually beat this thing and pull out the other side in the quickest amount of time and be able to get the economy up and running and get people functioning and getting back to school and all those sorts of things earlier than anyone else? And the only way we're going to be able to do that is everybody does the right thing.
Absolutely. Well said. Thank you very much for that, Barbara Kendall. Former Olympic champion there.